Welcome to the Panther, Janet, Delta High School. I'm Mark Cantor, and Panthers basketball games presented by Jerry Ryder's State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryder's State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Girls up their record to 4-1 last night with a 60-28 victory against Centauri in a game that was never in doubt. Erica Cuda was, well, Erica Cuda, she dominated on both ends of the court, but Delta was solid even when Erica wasn't on the floor. The Panthers look for the weekend sweep as they host the Mean Mose of Alamosa here today. Take a brief pause for the national anthem. Alamosa enters this game 4-4 after beating Salida 51-30 on Tuesday. This Mean Moose team's led offensively by junior Miranda Derringer, who's averaging 10 points a game. On the defensive side of the court, the Moose have a couple of outstanding juniors in Sidney Jackson and Charlie Hickam, who are tops on the team in rebounds, steals, and blocks. We'll take a look at the starting lineup now, sponsored by Hellman Motor Company. You're pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. So we'll take a look at those lineups now for the Panthers. It's the non-starters, Double Zero, Anaya Kohick. Number 4, Bailey Wilson. Number 5, Kayla Geyer. Number 11, Kylie Huff. Number 12, Taylor Summers. Number 13, Brianna Huff. Number 24, Brayden Alberg. The starters for Delta, number 1, Erica Cuda. Number 2, Aubrey Frazier. Number 3, Kaylin Porter. Number 10, Ellie Ames, and number 14, Tatum Miller. Starters for Alamosa will be number 2, Mary Macias, number 5, Miranda Carringer, number 12, Brooke Gonzalez, number 15, Sydney Jackson, and number 20, Charlie Higgum.
Number 2, Aubrey Frazier.
Number 10, Ellie. So this Alamosa squad under the tutelage of first year head coach Eric Melgoza came over from the Lamar program where he was fairly successful. And still looking to find that cohesion and chemistry here under a new system at Alamosa. So we'll be ready for the Taco Time flip-off here in just a second. Back to Quick Service Mexican Restaurant that specializes in quickly prepared home health Mexican food, open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. to quick, delicious meal. Soccer time, 707 Main, in Delta. Delta's going to be the chip. Kaylin Porter up ahead to number 14, Tatum Miller. Can't get it to go off the glass. Just go to the line for two, Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. So in the first one, Greg and Christy Stratton with Remax Mountain West, the combined 40 years of experience selling Delta King real estate experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratton today for your real estate needs, 970-264-4734 or 970-216-0274. But those free throws good by Miller. Puts Delta on the board, 2-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Kaylin Porter drains a long 2-point bucket, so Delta's now up 4-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. So back on the other end of the court, as we're moving left to right now, Gonzalez dribbling, and Eric McQuister doesn't like what he sees, quickly calls a Delta Cabinet Company timeout. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been mostly a family over 30 years of DeltaCabinet.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Do you need help to relax? Let's take you to Nikki at the Sunflower Room. Melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacey Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. So Gonzalez works it around the horn. She's going to lose the handle as she's trying to drive the lane, and Aubrey Frazier comes up with the ball. Takuda. She'll be called for a travel as she enters the lane, and the turnover back to the Moose. You'll have to forgive me that some numbers on black jerseys for the Moose, and it's a little difficult to read the numbers at times. I'll try to do my best. So Delta and their home whites with the green numbers. They're going to work the ball around. It's going to go to Michaela Apeta, and he's going to turn the ball back over to Delta. Kaylin Porter will bring it across the time stride. Over to Frazier. Alcuda at the top of the key. Cuda waiting to set something up here. Over to Frazier on the left elbow. Frazier looking to drive, goes baseline. Now kicks it back out to Porter. Porter for an A&M. Pieces on a main three ball, and it's no good. Moving the ball quickly up ahead to Beta. Are the Moose. Her shot's no good. Rebound, Frazier. Back on the other end of the court, Ellie Ames gets it into the paint to Cuda. Cuda can't get the shot to go, but she'll go to the line for two. Taking Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. Duda got the first, can't get the second. Now back on the other end of the court, it's B. Gonzalez. She's at the top of the key, guarded by Porter, and they get it to Abeta. Abeta looks to go baseline. She's going to lose the handle, but it goes right to Gonzalez. Gonzalez spinning the lane, looks to pass to a cutting teammate, but the teammate did not cut this far, but it will go off the hands of a Delta player. So Alamosa will maintain possession. They've got it with the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound underneath their own basket. It'll go to Derringer. Derringer gives it to Gonzalez. Gonzalez over to Abeda. Now back to Gehringer. Now Gonzalez, now Gehringer on the right side. They kick it around and then hit it to number 20, Higgum. She can't get the shot to go. Loose ball. Erica Cuda comes up with it. She brings it back up the court, kicks it out to Porter, now back to baseline, and Cuda shot, no good. Rebound, moves. Gonzalez with the basketball. Dribbles into the left corner, now back out. She almost throws that one away, but it's corralled in by Higgum. Now they go to Jaren's first shot, way off the mark. Delta with the rebound, they get it up the court. That one's going to be stolen by the Moose, back the other way in transition. Gonzalez puts up a player, can't get it to go. Rebounds, Kaylin Porter. That's the Furious here in the first quarter of play as Delta's hosting Alamosa. Delta with the ball, Frazier at the top of the key, 4:45 left in the first. Delta up 5-0 on the Sunflower Moon scoreboard. Frazier, baseline shot, no good. Rebound, Moose. Alamosa. As Coach Rogoza telling his team to slow it down. Gehringer to Gonzalez. Gonzalez, they work it into the free throw line. Now back out to Abeda. Abeda turns the ball over. Now Ellie Ames will bring it across the time strike for the Panthers. She calls out a play. Frazier at the top of the key now. Over to Cuda. She almost threw that away. Cuda tracks it down. Cuda looking, directing traffic just a little bit. Go inside to Porter. We'll turn the ball over. Porter going to be called for the foul there. She grabbed Gehringer after Gehringer made the steal. So Alamosa with the Gaudi stealing machine inbound pass. It'll be Gonzalez. Gonzalez over to Macias. Back to Gonzalez. Now into Higgum. Now to the right corner and Gehringer. And a 3-second violation call on the Mean Moose. Turnover back to Delta. Delta leads 5-3:43 left in the first quarter on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Cuda to Frazier. Frazier loses the handle, but Kayla Geyer able to come up with it. Ball gets tossed around a little bit, then out of bounds. Delta will maybe contain possession, though. Inbound goes to Geyer, and she'll put the jumper home. Delta now leads 7-0 to start this game. 3:22 left in the first. Into the paint, underneath, that shot is no good by Higgum. Foul on Cuda, that'll be her first. Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance, is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So, the Moose on the board with that successful free throw by Higgum. She can't get the second, 7-1 Delta. Summers is now into the game and is going for the rebound, but it's a jump ball, and the top of time jump ball goes to the Moose. Inbound to Gonzalez for an A&M creation ball in and out of the rim. No good. Rebound to the foul going to be called. That one's called on Malgoza. It'll be her first. Delta will have possession. Inbound goes to Summers. Excuse me, Miller. She tries to bring the court. And didn't exactly see what happened there, but the ball's going to go back to Alamosa. Miller with the steal on the inbound. Excuse me, Geyer with the steal on the inbound, but it's going to go out of bounds. Foul going to be called on Aubrey Frazier. That'll be her first. And Gonzalez will bring it up the court. Kicks it over to number three, Ortega, back to Gonzalez. Now they go to the free throw line, back out to Marcier. Shot no good, rebound Alamosa. Gonzalez back up top of the key, guarded by Geyer. Now they kick it over to Macias. And a three-second violation against the Moosen. Actually, they're going to call a block on number 20, Charlie Jacobs. That'll be his second foul. And they some other substitutions now as Ellie Ames and Kaylin Porter check back into the game for the Panthers. Delta with the Dowdy Fueling Machine inbound. Goes to Cuda, back to Ames. Ames back to Cuda. To Ames as Alamosa applying a little pressure to the backcourt. Back to Ames. Ames across midcourt. Geyer cutting to the hoop. Now they get it underneath to Summers. Shot no good. Rebound Alamosa. Abeda to Macias. And in creation, three ball by Ortega. No good. Rebound Delta. Kelly Ames with the ball now on their to the court for the Panthers. Cuda looking to drive. Goes baseline. She'll be fouled as she goes to the hoop. She'll go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Rocky Remax Mountain West. Free throws. Aaron Creations are Delta voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials. And follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&N Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. First free throw from Cuda is good. The second is not. Ames with a rebound back out to Cuda. Long jumper, no good. Rebound Delta. I'm going to switch it back for two. They're trying to work it inside now. The loose shot by number 40, Beta, is no good. Rebound Delta. Ames looking to drive the lane. Now to Kaylin Porter. Kaylin in the right corner. Back to Ames at the right elbow. Ames, Porter. They work it in the paint to Cuda. Cuda. Triple team. Now back out to Ames. Over to Porter, Porter for an increase in three ball, can't get it to drop, rebound, Gallen, no good, on the putback. And now we're back the other direction for the Moose. And Coach Melgoza will once again call a Delta Cabinet Company time out. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. So after the timeout, Alamosa will have the basketball. Carringer now back out to Ortega. Ortega drives the lane and she can't get it to go. Rebound Alamosa gets the rebound and after a fight for the basketball, they stay out of bounds off of Erica Cuda. Alamosa with the Dowdy steel and machine inbound, and it's going to be stolen by Delta. They work it inside the Cuda Cuda in the paint. Jumper high off the glass, no good, but she's back to fine. So Erica, not getting a shot to fall from the court, but when she goes to the free throw line, she's about 50%, I think, tonight, or this afternoon. She'll get the first one. And she'll get the second one to go as well. Four points now for Erica on the afternoon. 36 seconds left in the first quarter to put the lead 12-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Aubrey Fraser going to be called for an over-the-back foul. That'll be her second, I believe, yes. Alamosa with the basketball. They get it in to Gehringer. Shot no good, out of bounds off of Delta. And again, Alamosa with the Dowdy stealing machine in. Double team underneath of Gehringer. Back out for an 8-3. And three ball from the field. It's no good. Delta with rebound. Up ahead to Miller. Miller. Back out to Porter. Now inside to Fraser. Shot no good. And the shot will going to be called with 1.8 seconds left. Going to go to Porter at half court. Over to Miller. The runner is... And Delta has only allowed the Mean Moose to score a point. Complete 12-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. They were pre-owned as each shop, paid and buy from Roman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, a service made easy. Available. RomanMotorCo.com is stopped by 750 Highway 82 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Taco Chime is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. is your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Chime, 707 Main in Delta. So, getting ready to start the second quarter of action. Once again, Delta leads 12-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta will have the ball to start. It'll be Porter, Miller, Summers, Frazier, and I believe Kylie Hussey's checked into the game for the Panthers. Miller, top of the key, running the point. Has the ball knocked away, but it's going to be picked up by Summers. Summers then has that pass knocked out of bounds by Ortega. Delta will maintain possession. Delta with the Dowdy still in the inbound. Miller looking, gets it to Huff. To Frazier. Frazier in the paint. She'll be fouled as she goes up for the shot. She'll go to the line. For two, Greg and Christy Stratman, Rex Mountain West free throws. Greg and Christy Stratman with Rex Mountain West combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate experience and expertise. To get the job done, call Greg or Christy Stratman today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734, 970-216-0274. So, Frazier can't get either of those to go, and rebound knocked, ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be Delta ball. finally up with the Dodgers Dylan Cain inbound. It goes to Summers. Summers puts to Porter. Porter looking to drive. No, kicks it out to Frazier. Frazier going to foul, going to be called on Alamosa. That's going to be Gonzalez, who's called. Delta into the bonus now, so Frazier will go to the line for a 1-1. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for the Mean Moose. That's going to be number 23, Tabor Weideman, into the game. Frazier gets the shooter's roll on the front end. Kelly Ames will check in for Delta as Taylor Summers gets a nice hand as she gets to the bench. Frazier can't get the second. It's going to go out of bounds and now loose ball. Ames going to come up with the steal after Alamosa got it, and she'll put the in for the bucket. That's Ellie's first 2 points of the game. Around the perimeter now for the Moose. That's Weideman. Over to Ortega. Ortega underneath to Macias. Puts the shot in, and it's 15-3 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Back on the other end in transition. Shot by Miller, no good, but Delta gets the rebound. Miller now gets the ball on the right side and set up. Shot no good. And a foul going to be called on Delta. Kaylin Porter goes for the rebound. That's the third foul. Correction, it'll be Frazier's third. Alamosa trying to drive the lane, and Ortega's called the triple. Eric Acuda will come back from the Grand Prix Sports Substitution. Frazier will take a seat here. Ames inbounds to Acuda, back to Ames, back to Acuda. Pressure coming to Alamosa. Not real tight, though. It's put across the time stride. Acuda, good. Now it's Huff at the end line. She's going to lose the ball. Ortega comes up with it. She's going to get away on his side, looking to go coast to coast. She'll be stopped by a trio of Panthers. Shot no good. Rebound Alamosa to Gehringer. Gehringer will turn around jumper from about 10 to his foot. Delta's lead down to 10 as Peter comes back the other direction all by herself, and she'll be called for the charge. That'll be Erica's second foul. Looks like Gonzalez will be back in for the Mean Moose. 6:22, the half. Gonzalez, guarded by Miller. Throws the pass high, shoots it, and then it goes out of bounds off of Derringer's fingertips. Delta with the ball. Porter now off the inbound. Huff. Porter, trying to work it inside the two. That's underneath. Shelby's foul, and she goes to the hoop. She'll go to the line for two. Kenny helps her relax. Let Stacey Sinicki at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. Sports certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress. Released since 1999. Call to make an appointment today from 4:29:39. That's Stacey Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. First one from Erica is no good. Can't get the second one to go off the front iron either, and Alamosa comes up with rebound. Ortega to Gonzalez. Gonzalez tries to work it inside and does to Macias. Gets the bucket. 15-7 at Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Porter to Cuda at the top of the key. Cuda inside to a streaking Huff. To get a hook shot to go off the back, can't get it to go. Rebound Alamosa. Gonzalez, the call time stride now. Loses the handle, but it goes to Ortega. Now take it back to Gonzalez, back to Ortega on the left side. LeBron pass, no, not as long as I thought, to the free throw line. That's the Seamus for another two. Almost starting to cut into Delta's lead at 59 on the Sun Cover Room scoreboard. 5:10 left in the first half. Kuna with the basketball. Looking to do work play. Now back out to Miller. We're going to drive now. Tries to get it underneath to Ames. And a whistle will blow. Foul will be called on Alamosa. Tatum will go to the line for two as Delta's now into the double bonus. That foul is going to be the second one called on Gessinger. Off the back iron, no good for Miller. Delta Cabinet Company with design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. That's Delta Cabinet Company. Miller gets the second. Gonzalez looking to drive. Looks like she may have stepped on the end line, but not tall. Shot no good. Alamosa, the rebound and put back is good, as well as the harm. So, looks like it's going to be Lily to the line for the and one. Foul is going to be called on number 10, Ames. That's her first. Gabby Steele came in, down goes to Porter, and she'll bring it up here as Delta's lead now 4, 16-12 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Miller looking to do it all by herself, and she will turn it over. Taco time jump ball call, but she's got an injured play on the floor. That might be Tatum. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority, and it looks like Tatum is either hitting the nose or the mouth, and they need to go check all the syphilis on that one. But as I mentioned, I'm Tatum for a gamer. She stopped, I'm sure, if she'll be back on the court as possible. Back on the other end of the court, now Alamosa has now come within two at 16-14. On the Sun Cover Room scoreboard. Only Ames with a bullet pass underneath. And everybody else and Coach Crowder are going to call a Delta Cabinet Company timeout. Since 1935, Delta Steel Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, frame service, power coating, fan testing, and so much more. Work together with Delta Steel Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give a call today at 874-7518. That's Delta Steel and Machine. So Delta, at one point, if this game was up 15-1, I believe, and Alamosa, it was 13-1. Alamosa able to clock way back into this. It's 16-14 with 4:09 left on the Sunflower Root scoreboard. Delta maintains that 2-point advantage, but Alamosa has gotten back into this one for sure. Ortega with the back right corner. is going to go out of bounds off of Ortega. She tried to bounce it off of a Panther and ended up going off her foot instead. Delta with the Dabby Filling Machine inbound. Quarter across the time stripe. Over to Geyer. Geyer looking for somebody. Back to Porter at the top. Porter to Haynes on the elbow. Haynes sizes things up, brings it around, gets it back out. Two slippers. Jumper no good. Rebound Ortega. And a foul going to be called. That one will be on Porter. We came in second. And Columbus are now in the bonus, so Ortega will go to the line. Excuse me, that's Gerringer. Shot by Gerringer's no good. And they're saying Delta with the lane violation. So we'll do that shot again. And it's good. So Gerringer capitalizing on the mistake by Delta and will get her second free throw. No good, and Delta will have the rebound. Again, ahead to Summers. Summers can't get to go off the glass. Delta with the rebound off. Loses the handle. Gerringer comes up with it. Alamos on the other end, and Ortega will be fouled underneath the basket by Ames. That will send Ortega to the line now. It'll be the third foul call on Porter. Looks like we're going to get some substitutions now for the Panthers. Sponsored by Fanmaker Motorsports. Erica Duda back into the game. Bailey Wilson checks it for the first time tonight as well. So 1-1 for Ortega. Can't get it to go off the back iron. Summers with the rebound. She'll be fouled by Ortega. And Summers will go to the line for two. So Delta still with that 1-point advantage. From the Sunflower Room scoreboard, 3:15 left in half. Summers drains the first. She's the second as well. So Taylor Summers with 4 points in the afternoon so far. Ortega will bring it up. She thought about spotting up for a three, brought it back down. Now they work it into the paint. Macias going to lose the handle. It's going to bounce off of Alamosa. Wilson will run the point now. Bailey over to Ames. Excuse me, Kuda with the ball now over to Summers. Now underneath to Summers from Ames, and Summers now has six. Back on the other end. Pass going to be knocked out of bounds by Summers. Alamosa will maintain possession. Abeda is going to get subbed out. Gonzalez on the ground made some unsport substitution. And then goes to Garrett back to Gonzalez base. And now they try to go underneath. That one's going to be knocked away loose. And Alamosa comes back up with it. Ortega makes the A&M Creations three ball. And Alamosa's back within 2:20-18 on the Square Room scoreboard. A little more than 2 minutes left in the half. Ames has the ball at the top of the key. He gets up to Summers. Has that shot with no foul. So Taylor will go to the line once again for Dragon's 57 and rematch free throw. Should put a couple of them.
It's good.
Can't get this one to go, and ball's going to go out of bounds off of Delta. Alamosa with the Gotti steel machine inbound. Ortega over to Gonzalez. To Ortega at the top. They work it inside Macias. Macias starts it to go off the glass. Alamosa back within one, 21-20. On the Sunflower Rings scoreboard, Kuda looks to slip the defenders as she drives the lane, kicks it back out to Wilson. Now aims at the shot, can't get it to go. Rebound Alamosa, and a foul going to be called on Kuda. That'll be Erica's third. And Alamosa will go to the line at 4-2 as they are now into the double bonus. First one from here, Saint goes high off the glass and in. Score is tied now. But Clayton Allberg is checked into the game for the Panthers. Here, Saint can't get the second. Rebound by Summers. Back on the other end of the court, Summers is going to be called for the travel. Ortega will bring it up for the Moose. That ball knocked away by Kylie Huff and out of bounds. Ball goes to Ortega. Ortega. Into Masip, steps back, shoots the three, and it balls it. Delta with the rebound, hangs now at the top of the key, underneath, tries to get the pass to Huff, and can't complete it. Ball goes out of bounds, back to the Moosin. Ortega, across the time stripe at the top of the key. Loose ball, Gonzalez comes up with it. Gonzalez in the left-handed layup, no good. Rebound Alamosa, foot back, no good. Rebound Delta. And Wilson will have the rebound, put on the brakes, and then get it ahead to Ames. Delta tries to work it underneath to Allberg. Loose ball back to Allberg. And now Alamosa comes up with it. So Gonzalez across the time strike, 30 seconds left in the half. Score tied at 21. Alamosa's shot is no good. Rebound Gonzalez. Gonzalez will kick it out to Hughes. Great shot, no good. And a foul is going to be called on Macias as Taylor Summers picks up her fifth rebound of the game. Summers having a great game off the bench right now. 7 points, 5 rebounds. And now to the line for a couple of free throws. This one's good. Second one, true. 9 points now for Taylor. Alamosa looking for the last shot of the half, I believe. Ortega, guarded closely by Huff. And a trap on Ortega with 8 seconds left. Pressure coming now from Alamosa. Now they relax it just a bit. Pass to number 13, Brianna Huff. Brianna puts up the shot at the buzzer. It's no good. So what started out as a lopsided game really got close in the second quarter. Delta leads here at the half, 23-21. They were up by 13 at one point. I think they were on a 12-0 run to start the game. And in that second quarter, Alamosa really closed the distance as Delta struggled to get rebounds from the ball over quite a bit. We will take a little bit of a break, and when we come back to have an interview with boys assistant coach Matt Hamm. That'll be coming up here in just a minute. Coach Matt Hamm. And Matt, last night it was a good game. You guys ran it pretty much the entire way. Obviously, Centauri pulled away at the end, but very scrappy play out of your squad.
Yeah, we were proud of how they played last night. I thought they played really well. That was definitely a winnable game for us, for sure. Just had some baskets not fall when we needed them to, especially early in the first half. But we can take that energy into tonight. I think we'll be in pretty good shape.
Speaking of tonight, you've got a pretty good Alamosa team coming in here, and they've got a little bit of, a little bit of speed to them. How do you guys match up?
I think we match up pretty well with them. They're kind of similar to us. A lot of, they got a couple pretty good guards and a bunch of football type players, which if I were to describe us, that's how I'd describe us too. A lot of football players, a lot of toughness, and a lot of quickness, so I think it should be good.
So obviously we're pretty early in the season, but, you know, you come back out of the break, you see how your guys have responded. How do you think they've responded coming out of the break here, just with the one game under your belt and then coming into this one?
I think we're in pretty good shape. You know, we only played four games before the break. A lot of the teams we're playing have already played 8 or 9 games, so there are a few more games ahead of us. So we'll start playing 3 games a week from here on out. I like where we're at. We're guarding really well. I think, you know, we get a couple baskets to fall. We're headed in the right direction.
Great. Thanks a lot, Matt. Appreciate it. Good luck tonight. Delta Boys Assistant Coach Matt Hamm here joining me. That interview brought to you by Modern Appliance Company. Modern Appliance, serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. Go see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. So we'll take another break, and when we come back, I'll have some halftime statistics for you, as well as the second half of the Colts game. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball, presented by Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Not quite ready for the second half of play, but I did want to get some Panther Pride in there for you. Panther Pride, sponsored by Delta Ace Hardware. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Denison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Once again, a little schedule for the upcoming sports. Wrestling has a busy week next week, as they are at Olathe on Thursday, then travel down to Florence for a tournament on Friday and Saturday. Swimming hosts the diving at Bill Heddle's Rec Center on Friday, starting at 4:30 p.m. So if you are a fan of swimming or diving, you'll want to check that out for sure. And halftime here. My halftime show brought to you by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. So we'll take a look at some of the halftime stats. Taylor Summers, as I had mentioned before, having a great game off the bench. 9 points, 5 rebounds. Erica Kudo with 4 points and 2 rebounds so far. Peyta Miller has contributed with 3 points. Ellie Ng with a couple of points, an assist, a rebound, and a couple of steals. Kayla Geyers has 2 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 steals. Kaylin Porter, a couple of points and a couple of rebounds. Aubrey Frazier has 1 point, 2 rebounds, and a steal. So we'll take one more quick break, and we come back the second half of this game. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball, presented by Gary Ryder State Farm Insurance. Ready to get the second half underway. Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance. They can contact Jerry Ryer and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So Delta leads 23-21 on the Flower Room scoreboard as we begin the second half here. Delta will have possession. Ellie Ames will have the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound to Porter. Ball goes to Porter in the backcourt.
quarter. Over to Frazier. Looks like Delta's got their starters back on the court. That's Plastacuda going to be stolen, and now back on the other end is Alamosa. They're moving right to left now. Gonzalez at the top. Gonzalez over to Ortega or Zeringer for three. Shot no good. Rebound Alamosa. Putback's good, and the score is tied at 23. Cuda with the ball. Over to Miller. Miller from the right elbow. Back out to Ames at the top. Ellie looking. That moves to her left. Now passes to her right and Miller. Miller. Little ball movement. She's got a little bump there. Now they go inside to Porter, and a foul is going to be called. It'll be the fourth foul called on Marin Macias, so she'll probably be sitting most of the second half. Michaela Abate will check in for her on the Rocky Mountain Motorsports substitution. Started by Higgum. It's okay. And Porter goes off the glass for two. Delta regains the lead 25-23. Ball movement there inside by Alamosa. Ball is knocked away and then regathered by Samus. Cuda up ahead to Miller. That one's pass is going to be knocked out of bounds off of Alamosa, and Delta will maintain possession. Brand name for Motorsports substitution for the Moose. There's Hearsink. We'll check back into the game. Ames with the Dowdy Stealing Machine inbound to Frazier. Her shot. No, she's fouled. She'll go to the line for two. Greg and Chris Stratman rematch Mountain West free throws. Like positive retiser with the line. And here comes the first free throw. It's good. She got a little bit of a shooter's roll there. Gets the roll on the second as well. She's got 3 points on the afternoon. Inbound is going to nearly go out of bounds. Gonzalez gathers it in, though. It's going to go to the hoop. Has it knocked away by Cuda. Off the head to Miller. Miller underneath. Kicks it out to Porter. Porter now to Cuda. 15-foot jumper is good. And 6 points for Erica. Alamosa trying to work it in to Jackson, and it'll roll out of bounds off of Delta. So Alamosa with the ball underneath their own basket. Gonzalez, the Dowdy Stealing Machine inbound, goes into the right corner. And Jackson back to Gonzalez. Gonzalez trying to work her way to the hoop. She'll get the shot to drop and gain the harm. So she'll go to the line for an and one. That'll be the second foul called on Ellie Ames. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution is Morgan Ortega. We'll check back into the game for the Mean Moose. Shot by Gonzalez is good, and the advantage for Delta is once again 3. Delta's trying to work it underneath to Frazier. She'll be fouled as she goes for the shot. And she'll go back to the line. She'll get to Greg and Christy Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throws. First one rims in and out. And the second also rims in and out, so Delta not able to increase their lead. Still a three-point advantage, 29-26 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. They're going to work it inside to Gonzalez. Shot partially blocked by Tuda. Up ahead to Miller. Miller has it stolen by Ortega. Ortega starts to work it underneath. Frazier going for the basketball. Little kick there from Frazier at the end of that as she was fighting for the loose ball. Jump off out, going to go to Alamosa. Aubrey Frazier's feisty. Inbound goes to Jackson. Now underneath to Ortega. And it's 29-28 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 5:20 left in the third. Miller will take it all the way to the hoop. 4 points for Tatum on the afternoon. Back on the other end of Fort Alamosa, steal by Delta. They get it up to Porter, who takes the shot. It's no good, and a travel going to be called on Gehringer after she gets the rebound. Ryan Mason Motorsport substitutions now. Looks like Taylor Summers will check in for Delta. Lily Hirsink in for the Moose. Tuda with the Dowdy Stealing Machine down. Lob past the Ames on the right elbow. And she's trying to get it into Erica, but both well guarded. Now they back up top to Miller, who's going to drive the lane, and she'll have it knocked away. No, she's fouled. Fouled against the child on number Gonzalez. Inbound to Tuda. Almost stolen, but Tuda gathers it in. She gets in the lane, puts it up. Shot's no good. And she'll go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratman, Rebeck Mountain West free throws. First one from Tuda is good. Second one from Erica, no good off the back iron, and a rebound by Gonzalez. Delta leads 32-28 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. And in creation's three ball from Ortega is no good. Delta comes up with the rebound. They work it ahead to Porter, who goes baseline, tries to get out of a double team into Summers. Summers somehow gets the pass off to Ames. Now to Kuda at the top. Now Ames. Ames will dribble to her left. One dribble and a pass to Miller. Aiden and creation. Three ball scored! Tatum Miller with 8 points on the afternoon. Aiden Creations on Main and Delta. Go to 2021 Best All-Around Restaurants, steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping. At Aiden Creations on Main, stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta. They're making dining experiences. So Delta, putting a little bit of distance between themselves and the Mean Moose now. The Moose has had the score tied at 1 point. Delta able to stave them off so far. It's 35-28 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 4:02 left in the third. Delta has had a 13-point advantage at 1 point. They definitely let Alamosa back into this one, and Alamosa's been keeping it tight ever since. Dowdy Stealing Machine inbound for the Moose. Ortega brings it up over to Gonzalez. They work it inside to Jackson. Jackson loses the handle. They're going to take this out of bounds off of Delta. We'll get a Rocky Mountain Motorsports substitution for Delta as Aubrey Frazier checks back into the game. Long inbound pass, deep to Gehringer. And then Grayson, three ball, no good. They kick it back out to Higgum after the rebound. Now on the perimeter, they try to work it back into Jackson. And she'll have the hoop in the horn. Tatum Miller going to be called for no. It's going to be Taylin Porter. Porter with her fourth. The and one coming from Jackson is no good. Rebound Cuda. Delta back the other end. Cuda taking it by herself. Coast to coast. Gehringer, they work it inside to Higgum. Now back out now inside to Gonzalez. Shot no good. Rebound to Ainge. Excuse me, that's Summers. Summers trying to go coast to coast. No. Frazier's got 5 points now on the afternoon. Delta Cabinet Company timeout called by Alamosa. So Summers adding to her solid performance tonight, adding an assist and a rebound on that last transition. It ended with the 2 point bucket by Aubrey Frazier. You know, this girls' team obviously has run through Erica Cuda, but definitely some role players and contributors on the team, such as Aubrey Frazier, Kaylin Porter, Taylor Summers off the bench, Tatum Miller, who's got 8 points tonight. So, you know, Erica Cuda may be the leader on this team, but definitely a lot of working parts. We're out of the timeout. Delta leads 39-30 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 3:04 left in the third. It'll be Frazier, Miller, Cuda, Geyer, and Summers on the floor for the Panthers. Alamosa trying to work it inside. They do. Now they loose ball. They get it back out to Gonzalez. Gonzalez drives the lane. Cuda in her face on the shot. No good. And a jump ball called. Summers was going for the rebound. Gonzalez got her hands on it as well. Delta will have possession. Inbound goes to Miller. Miller will run the point. Now Frazier at the top. Frazier to Cuda on the right elbow. Lob pass inside to Geyer. Back out to Miller. Miller. Little shoulder fake now underneath to Frazier. Shot no good, but she'll go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton at the next Mountain West free throws. First one for Frazier. Rims in and out. Delta, once again, struggling at the line early this season. If you'll recall, last year they had a hard time at the charity stripe to start out the year, improved as the year went on. It looks like having the same troubles this year. Ortega over to Gonzalez. Gonzalez into the corner. Now back to Gehringer. Three ball, no good. Rebound, Cuda. Up ahead to Miller, Summers. She'll be called for the travel. Tried to get the flight step, and it just didn't work for her. Here's Single check in for the Moose on the Grand National Motorsports substitution. Inbound will go to Ortega. Ortega has that one knocked away by Miller, and they're going to say she's out of bounds as she tries to make the save. Good hustle by Miller. obviously doing okay after getting hit in the mouth in the first half. Ellie Ames in for Eric Kikuta. Showed a nice hand. Kikuta's started out slowly tonight, but has put in a solid performance thus far. Steal by Summers and an errant pass ahead to Miller and out of bounds. Ortega over to Gerringer. Trying to work it inside to Higgum. Summers with another steal. Miller drives to the lane. She's going to try to kick it inside and a foul to be called on Alamosa. That'll send Tatum Miller to the line for 1-1. Front end for Tatum is good. Miller gets the second. Tatum with 10 points on the afternoon. Back on the other side now as Alamosa drives the lane. That's Gonzalez. Can't get that one to go. Rebound Gerringer. Gerringer to Ortega. Ortega at the top. Guarded by Miller. Inside. Now back out to Gerringer. Gerringer over to Gonzalez. Now they work it into Abeda in the lane. Shot's no good. But she'll go to line for two. That'll be the first foul called on Tatum Miller. First shot from Ortega. Off the side of the rim that time. 1:19 left in the third. Feels like this third quarter's gone on forever. Second one from Ortega is good. It's 42-31. Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Miller called for the travel as it looked like Gerringer had her hooked a little bit there. And Kyle Crowder having a discussion with the official about the call. Regardless, Alamosa ball. Ortega over to Gonzalez on the right side. Gonzalez going to dribble it off her foot, and they're going to say it actually went off of a Delta player and out of bounds. So I think it went off of Frazier's foot, as a matter of fact. So Alamosa, inbound, a foul going to be called on Ames as they were trying to get the ball to Higgum. Higgum, excuse me, Helly will have her third foul. Eric Kikuta will quickly back in for the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Kayla Geyer will sit out. Inbound goes to Higgum. 10-foot jumper, no good. I think Frazier may have gotten a hand on it. Up ahead to Miller. Thought about an A&M Creations three ball. Couldn't get it to go. Instead goes baseline. Takes the short jumper. Didn't fall, but she'll go to the line for two. Will be the third foul called on Kelly Hickam. Shot good by Miller. Second free throw off the front of the rim. Ames looking for the rim. It's gathered in by Kuda. Kuda back out, now back in. Drops it off to Ames at the free throw line. No good. And I think Ellie's going to be called for her fourth foul. Oh. Ortega will bring it across the time stripe over to Gehringer to Ortega. Inside to Abeda. Shot from the free throw line, no good. Kuda with the rebound. Kuda up ahead to Ainge. Ellie will slow it down at the top of the key over to Miller. 24 seconds left in the third. Miller from the right elbow. Looking it inside to Kuda. And a fight for the loose ball. Foul. Going to be called on Shagum. That'll be her fourth. And Kayla Steiner will check back into the game. Ellie Ames and her four fouls will take a seat on the bench. 43-31. Panthers will lead on the Blue Blue scoreboard. First shot by Frazier. 19 fouls for Alamos. Delta. Frazier, her second shot off the front of the rim. Rebound to Gehringer. Up ahead to Ortega. Ortega at the top of the key over to Gonzalez. Dribble drive. Baseline. Can't get the lay-in. Kuda with the rebound. Going to go coast to coast. No, drops it off to Summers. Gets the shot to go. Loose ball at the end of the half. Excuse me, the quarter. That's the end of three. Delta leads 44-31 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. So Delta able to widen their advantage once again. Up by 13 now. Alamosa has had the four tied at one point. Delta, we've had an early 13-0 advantage, and Alamosa clawed their way back in. We're down by, I think it was 2.5. Managed to tie it up early in the second half, and then Delta went on a little bit of a run, and here we are getting ready to begin the final stanza here at the Panther Den. Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Inbound into the backcourt goes to Gonzalez for Alamosa. Over to Macias, back to Gonzalez. Macias with those four fouls. She's on the court now, probably trying to avoid it. That hand creation three ball off the front of the rim, no good. Gonzalez with the rebound. They work it underneath, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Alamosa. Jackson tried to make the save. So Delta will have the ball with the Dowdy steal and machine inbound. It goes to Miller. Over to Summers. Shoot at the baseline. And the foul is going to be called on, I believe, Piercy. Delta and Kuda the line for two. Delta's in the double bonus now. Modern Appliance, serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. Go see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta for all your appliance needs. Kuda got the first, can't get the second. Rebound Delta. Shot from Miller is over the top of the backboard and out of bounds. We've got Allbird, Miller, Summers, Frazier, and Kuda on the floor for the Panthers here. Trying to work it into Jackson. They kick it back out to Macias. Shot no good. Rebound Kuda. That'll be Kuda's 10th rebound tonight. Back on the other end, shot by Frazier's no good. And a foul will be called on Summers underneath the basket. Kaylin Porter will check back in. Miller will catch a breather on the bench. Delta leads 45-31. 7:07 left in the game on the Zen Flower Room scoreboard. Gonzalez, they work it into Jackson. Now back out to Macias. She tries to go baseline, and the foul is going to be called on Kuda. Delta does not like that call, but Macias will go to the line for two. That's Kuda's fourth. Self-Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Self-Ace Hardware at 129 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Self-Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Shot. Let's see if gets them both. Delta ahead by 12. 22. No, I can't do that. It is 12. Double East 45-33 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. They'll turn it over back underneath their own basket. 6:47 left in the game. Alamosa with the ball. Gonzalez to Gehringer. Gehringer on the right elbow, guarded by Porter. Back to Gonzalez. Gonzalez gets it to the top of the key. Finds a screen, pass to Macias. They had increased the shoe ball, drained. Back within single digits now are the Moose. Kuda at the top of the key looking to drive. Kuda, floater, no good. Rebound Alamosa. Up ahead to Gehringer, and that's going to be knocked away by Porter. Out of bounds, Alamosa will maintain possession. Kaden Miller getting ready to check back in. Another hand-in creations, three ball attempted by Macias, it's no good, and Kuda will get the rebound. Kuda over to Summers on the right side. Summers looking, now will dribble to her left. Almost travels. She does travel. Miller will check back into the game for the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for Albers. Ellen Ames back in as well. Ames and Kuda, as well as Porter, all have four fouls, I believe. Gonzalez to Gehringer. She'll spot on up for an invitation. Screw ball. It's good. 45-39 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 5:40 left in the game. Porter to Kuda. Kuda to Porter at the top. Porter works it back inside to Kuda underneath. Off the glass. Can't get it to go. And a foul going to be called on number 20, Higgum. I think that's what I'm saying it is. But Anna will be back in for Higgum, and I'll tell you what, Shelly Higgum's played herself a heck of a game. Having to guard Erica Kuda is no easy task, and she's done the best she could all night. Kuda can't get the roll on the first. Does get the second. 10 points for Erica tonight. And Kaylin Porter just called out of the game going for that steal. Kaylin went for the steal and this time ran right into Gonzalez, who goes to the line because Alamosa's in the bonus. Kylie Huff into the game. Run into the 1-1 is no good. It goes out of bounds off of Delta. So Gehringer will inbound. Lob pass to Ortega. Shot no good. Excuse me, that was Macias. Fight for the loose ball. Foul going to be called. Excuse me, jump ball foul. It's going to go to Delta. Inbound goes to Miller. A little pressure from Alamosa. Ames goes baseline, kicks it over to Frazier. No foul called as she reached over the back of the Alamosa player. Macias, long and creation three ball, no good. And out of bounds off of Derringer, she gets to go for the rebound. Delta leads 46-39, 4:56 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Erica Kuda gets the Dowdy steal and machine bound from Ellie Ames. Ames up ahead to Huff, Huff to Miller. Miller goes baseline, runner good. 15 for Miller. Tonight, Derringer to Gonzalez. In the paint and a beta, back out to Derringer, and a Jason three ball. Good. Alamosa back within six. 48-42 ahead to Miller. Now Frazier at the baseline. Now on the end line. Back out to Miller. Delta looking to slow it down just a little bit. Miller driving the lane. Loser the handoff. Frazier has it. Gonna go to the hoop. Can't get the shot to go. No foul call, but she comes up with the rebound. Casillas has it to Gonzalez. 3:59 left in the game. They work it into Abeda. Abeda turns the ball over to Huff. Huff in the paint. Over to Miller. Miller from the baseline. She's fouled. And Gonzalez is going to be called for her fourth, and Tatum will go to the line for two. So Miller has been pretty successful from the free throw line tonight. Nothing but net on that one. Rocky Mountain Motorsports substitution for Alamosa. Pearson checks back in. Taylor Summers will be checking in shortly as well for the Panthers. Miller gets that one as well. 15 points for Tatum Miller tonight. Aubrey Frazier will have a seat. Aubrey's played a role here tonight. She's got 7 points, 2 rebounds, and a steal. Gonzalez over to Macias. Macias, 15-footer off the back of the backboard and out of bounds. Macias trying to say it went off the fingertips. The official on the far side of the court says it did indeed go off of Ellie Ames' finger, so Alamosa will maintain possession. Derringer, long inbound to Gonzalez. Gonzalez driving the lane around, shooting off the glass is good. South Elite 15-44 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Shooter gets out of the driving down the lane. Gonzalez gets off the glass. Ames. Ames will be going line for two. Greg and Christy Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throws. Eric Mogoza cannot believe what has happened here tonight with his team. He hasn't been happy with the officials for most of the evening. Definitely not on that one. Ellie will take the first one. As well as the second. 4 points for Ellie tonight. Ortega. They work it inside to Jackson. Can't get it to go. Fight for the loose ball and the rebound. Kuda comes up. Gets it to Ames, up ahead to Miller. Miller, and it will be called for the travel. So turnover back to Alamosa. Ortega with the ball at the top. Over to Derringer. Derringer back to Ortega. Ortega to Macias. Ortega. It works inside to Jackson, back out to Gehringer. Thought about a three, now goes baseline shot, no good. Rebound Ames. Ellie brings it back up ahead to Summers. She'll be called for the travel. Kyle Crowder letting the official know he's not happy with that foul either. Also pointing something out, and a kick. We're going to call a kick by Huff as Ortega just bounced it off her foot. Tabor Lyderman checking into the game for the Mean Moose with the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. And Miller will get the steal on the inbound. They're going to think he stepped on the line in front of the scorer's table and out of bounds. Inbound goes to Ortega. Miller knocked that away again, but Gehringer was able to come up with it. Over to Wiedemann. Now back out to Macias. Shot no good. Kuda with the rebound. She chins it, gets it up ahead to Ames. Erica's got 13 rebounds tonight. They work it inside to Erica. Shot is no good. Rebound Delta. Miller's shot won't go. And Alamosa's going the other direction. Delta Cabinet Company timeout called by Eric Melgoza. 1:58 left in this game, and Delta leads 52-44, but it has been wild here down the stretch. Alamosa's been as close as 6 here in the fourth quarter. Right now, Delta hanging on to an 8-point advantage. Erica Kuda's got 4 fouls. As does can't remember who else has the 4 fouls. I know that might be Ellie Ames that has the 4. I know that Caitlin Porter has already fouled out of the game. So Delta will have Summers, Miller, Ames, Kuda, and Kylie Huff on the floor. Alamosa with a Dowdy stealing machine. Inbound and a shot. Tega not called. She gets inbound. Inside the Macias. Shot no good. Fight for the rebound. Kuda gets it. Also will slow it down. Ames gives the ball to Kuda, and she slowly walks up the court. Just across the sideline. Now to Miller. Back to Ames. Ames kicks it to Miller. Miller back to the top as she moves to her left. Back inside to a cutting Kuda now underneath some. And that's the sophomore's first 2 points of the night. And Mary Macias is fouled out for Alamosa. Mary Macias has a great game for the Mean Moose as well tonight. A beta will be in. Top for the end one. Can't get it. Rebound to Beta. Beta. Ahead to Gehringer. Gehringer. Now into Beta. Back out to Gehringer. Shot no good. Rebound Kuda. That'll be the 15th rebound for Erica this afternoon. Ellie Ames with the ball. Right out. To Kuda at the top. Back to Ames. Ames looking to drive. Nope. Kicks it over to Huff in the right corner. Now into Summers. Summers. Timeout called by Delta. Less than 60 seconds here. So we will take an extended break between games, as I jumped the gun and gave you paper fried at halftime of the girls' game. So expect that coming up before the boys' pregame. Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and set a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Delta has a 10-point advantage, 54-44, on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Just 5.5 seconds left in the game. Delta will have the ball with the steel machine inbound underneath their basket. Delta going for the box. Inbound play as they crisscross looking for an open player. Summers gets it. Summers now will dribble to the baseline, back to the top, and Kuda. Kuda over to Ames on the left side. She'll be fouled by Bachman, and Ames will go to the line for two. Double bonus. First one off the back iron, no good. The second is good for Ellie, though. On the other side of the court, Alamosa hits the ball to Ortega. She'll take the deep end and increase the three ball. Rebound by Huff. And the foul will be called. That foul can be called on a Abeka. That'll be her first. And Kylie Huff will go to the line for two. This one's off the back iron, no good. Here comes the second. Dragon Christie Statman, Renax Mountain West free throw. Rolls off the back iron, also no good. Rebound Alamosa. Ortega, they work it into Abeda. Abeda in the paint, now back out. Ortega at the top of the key, 25 seconds left, into Jackson. Back out to Whiteman. Whiteman over to Ortega. Now they work it into Ortega again. Shot, nope. Good. It was a block by Kuda, I believe. Now Kuda has the ball in her hand. Kuda at the top of the key, 5 seconds left. She'll run the clock. And that will be the ball game. 55-44, your final score. Delta, a little sloppy early on after their after streaking out to a 13-1 lead. And let Alamosa back in. Alamosa kept clawing, was there, just could never overtake the Panthers. The player of the game will be Taylor Summers. Taylor, 9 points, 6 rebounds, 2 steals on the game. Erica Kuda has 10 points, 15 rebounds, and 2 blocks, also an assist. Aubrey Frazier has 7 points, 2 rebounds, and a steal. Kaylin Porter, 4 points, 1 assist, 2 rebounds. Haley Wilson, in her short time in the game, had a rebound. Kayla Geyer, 2 points, 2 rebounds, 2 steals. Ellie Ames, 5 points, an assist. 3 rebounds, 3 steals. Kylie Huff had a couple of points and a couple of rebounds. Tatum Miller, 15 points, 1 rebound, 1 steal. And Britton Allberg had a couple of rebounds. The girls will be up the road in Montrose on Tuesday. Tip-off is scheduled for 6 p.m. They'll be streaming just a little before that. Once again, the final score for the girls is Delta 55, Alamosa 44. the ground all have coverage of the boys as they face Alamosa in just a little bit. Plus in just a few minutes. Correction, I will not be having fans of Friday as I did that earlier. Stay tuned, boys games coming up next.
No, you're good. I'm old, I don't have the balance.
At Delta High School, as I prepare for coverage of boys, taking their crack at Alamosa. My coverage is presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 to get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. It battled last night and were able to keep things fairly close until Sakari pulled away at the end for a final score of 50-38. Unofficially, Tucker Johnson and Eastern Bear both led the way, each scoring 10 points and 4 rebounds. Eastern had a couple of steals and a block as well. I'm sure they're going to play hard again tonight as they welcome the Mean Moose into the Panther Den. Alamos enters this game at 6-2 after a victory over Salida on Tuesday, 52-44. The teams are led by sophomore Grant Jackson and senior Damian Orozco, who averaged 13 and 12 points per game, respectively. Now we'll take a look at the lineups. Sponsored by Hellman Motor Company. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. So Delta's lineup, the non-starters, number 1, Joe Gonzalez, number 4, Connor Workman, number 11, Diego Gutierrez, number 21, Brendan Baird, number 33, Hunter Goff, and it looks like number 12, Tyron Bynum is on the bench as well. So we'll take a look at the starters for Delta. Number 10, Johnny Gustine. Number 5, Braden Sprout. Gustine a senior, Sprout the junior. Landon Clay is a sophomore. Whereas number 10, number 15, sophomore Tucker Johnson. And number 22, senior Easton of Bear round out the starters for Delta. The lineup for Alamosa. Number 1, the junior, Ace Content. Number 2, sophomore, Tyler Ewery. Number 3, senior, Hayden Shawcross. Number 11, sophomore, Michael Motz. And number 21, senior, Damian Orozco. The starters for the Mean Moose. Number 4, junior, J.R. Alameda. Number 5, junior Kate Jones. Number 10, junior Casey Jones. Number 15, senior Carter Ramirez. Number 24, sophomore Brant Jackson. So, I am told by my radio counterparts for Alamosa that this Alamosa squad is kind of hit or miss as to what kind of team you're going to get. Kind of up and down. You know, sometimes they're really good and spot off, and other times they turn the ball over and make a lot of mistakes. So we'll see which one well in the 6-2 record. Of course, Delta. Looking to get to 500 on the season with a win here. I want to thank everyone for listening to the broadcast today. as well as all my sponsors for helping me make this possible as well. Customary handshakes all around by the Panthers. Missed last year. We've been able to do it because of COVID, so great show of sportsmanship between the Panthers and their opponents. Mason Bear sets the tip for the Panthers. Delta will win. Leaf shifts. Gutsing gets it ahead to Johnson. Back out to Gutsing. Pops up for a an increase in three ball. No good. Rebound Bear. Bear backs his way back in high off the glass. Delta has the lead 2-0 on the Hidden Creation scoreboard. Alamosa on the other side. They try to push it inside and due to Ramirez. Back out to J.R. Alameda. Shot no good. Rebound by Ramirez. It's going to go out of bounds off of Alamosa. Turn over back to Delta. Clay will bring it up the court. He'll dish to Sprout. Sprout's going to be called for a straddle as he enters the lane. Sproutle set up in that right wing. He's a lefty, and they try to get him coming around so he can drive the lane for that left-handed layup. Almeida in the right corner, double team, trying to split it, and he will straddle. Turn the ball back over to Delta. 7-on-7 left in the first quarter. Delta with that 2-0 lead on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Joe Brazales with the stealing machine inbound. Over to Tucker Shea in the corner. And it creates a three ball for Tucker. Delta extends their lead up 5-0 now. Back on the other end, Grant Jackson underneath the basket looking for the hook. Can't get it to go, and the foul will be called on Easton Bear. It'll disperse. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, train service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. Delta can't convert on their end of the court. Rebound by Alamosa, so they're able to convert back on their end. It's 5-4 Delta. Clay with the basketball looking for a screen. Lane violation on Delta. Turnover. Back to the Moose. Dowdy stealing machine inbound from Casey Jones. Jones will bring it up. Gets it over to Ramirez. Back to Jones. Jones in to Kate Jones. He's going to lose the handle. Loose ball up to Almeida. Guarded by Sprout. Sprout's going to pick his pocket, but Almeida able to get it back. Ball in the court. Now back into the hands of Casey Jones at the top. Ramirez. And now Almeida. And in three. Three ball no good. Bounces up high. Rebound. Easton Bear up ahead to Tucker Johnson. They Sprout underneath the basket. Ball in his stud. That's Brayden's first 2 points. And the foul going to be called on Brayden back here on the other side. Dowdy stealing machine inbound for the Moose. Shot. And in creation, three ball by Ramirez is good, and the score is now tied. Got seen to Sprout. Sprout looks to drive the lane. Stop. Pops the score. Delta has the lead back. Alamosa back on the other end. Almeida gets it over to Casey Jones. They try to get it in to Kate Jones. It's going to go off of Landon Clay as he tries to make the save. Kate Jones. Dowdy stealing machine inbound underneath to Ramirez, who's cutting, and it's good. Even that Grant Jackson score tied at 9 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Little less than 5 left in the first. Clay Sagastin. Johnny G drives the lane. Foul, gonna be called on Alamosa. Delta will have the Dowdy Stealing Machine inbound. Justine, lob pass to Bear. Bear brings it down, now to Clay. Dr. Johnson at the top. Johnson back out to Clay. Clay with the dribble drive. Out to Sprout. Sprout drives the lane, drops it off to Bear underneath, off the glass. It's good. Easton Bear with four. Assist goes to Sprout. Almeida. They work it around to Ramirez. Ramirez now inside to Jackson. Jackson underneath the Almeida shot. Blocked by Bear. Jackson back on the other end, loses the handle. Jackson comes up with it. Jackson going to take it himself in the lane. Off the glass, it's good. And the score is tied at 11 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Jackson looking to go coast to coast. Nope. Drops her up to Sprout. In transition, three ball, no good. Rebound Jackson. Alamosa going back the other way. In transition, Kate Jones up ahead to Ramirez. Lane good. And Alamosa's got her first lead. 13-11 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Clay almost loses the handle, gets it over to Trout. No, it's stolen by Ramirez. Ramirez is going to be fouled. We'll see who they call it on. It's either going to be Clay or Sprout. It's going to be Clay. And that'll be Landon's first. Casey Jones across the time stripe, over to Ramirez. Ramirez in trouble in the corner, works it into Kate Jones, and then to a cutting Jackson, who gets the bucket. 15-11 Alamosa on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Johnny G looking to drive. Some nifty ball handling, gets it to Clay, back to Gustin. Gustin spins in the lane, he'll be called for the travel. I'll be honest, but it's not the wrong call. Hayden Shawcross checks in for the Mean Moose on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Almeida into Jackson, and Sprout going to be called for the penalty. Or the foul, as it is called in basketball. Brendan Bear quickly off the bench. They'll check in for Brayden. Delta going with a bigger lineup now. Easton Bear, Tucker Johnson, Brendan Bear into the game. Daddy Steele and Machine inbound to Almeida. To Shawcross, back to Almeida. Landon Clay fighting for the loose ball. Almeida comes up with it. Alameda to Casey Jones. And integration three ball is good. And Alamosa extends their lead 18-11 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Clay up ahead to Brendan Bear, he flips. Taken out by Brant Jackson. That'll be Jackson's first. Brant makes the Motorsports substitution for Alamosa. Damian Orozco will check in. 2:40 left in the first. 18-11 Alamosa on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Inbound into the backcourt to Landon Clay. Clay now across the time stripe. To the right corner, and Tucker Johnson. Johnson and in three ball, no good. Rebound Alamosa. Casey Jones. Started by Gustine over to Shawcross. Back to Jones at the top. Casey jumps top in the lane, loses the handle, but they regain it. Kate Doug. Sarah Alameda. Gonna step out of bounds. Turn over to Delta. Yassine, Brendan Bear, tries to get it into his cousin Easton, loses the handle. Foul's going to be called on Brendan as he's going for the loose ball. That'll be the first on Bear. Dowdy Steel and Machine inbound. Casey Jones. Over to Kate Jones in the left elbow. They work it. Baseline 15-foot jumper by Barrasco is good, and it's 20-11 Alamosa on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Gussing now for Delta, backs up to midcourt. Looking for the screen. He gets it. Gussing at the right elbow. Looks to drive the lane. Stops. Loses the handle. They're going to say foul on Alamosa. Delta will have possession. Foul going to be called on number 5, Jake Jones. That's his first. Connor Workman will check into the game for the Panthers. Out back in as well. Inbound to Tucker Johnson. Johnson turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound Alamosa. Casey Jones with the basketball. 1:26 left in the first. Over to Alameda. Now back to Jones. Jones looking to Alameda. Takes the pass. Now back to Jones. Alameda, they're looking in the left corner in Orozco. Now they work it into Shawcross. Back out to Orozco. Orozco shot no good. Blocked by Easton Bear. And now Sprout dishes to Brendan. Back out to Workman. Workman in. Three ball no good. It's going to go out of bounds off of Alamosa. Hunter Goff will check in on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for Tucker Johnson. 52.9 seconds left in the first. 20-11 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard in favor of the Mean Moose. It'll be a travel as the ball was inbounded to Brendan Bear. Casey Jones will bring it up for the Moose. They work it inside to Kay Jones, back out to Alameda. Alameda to Casey Jones inside to Kay. Kay, triple team's going to have it knocked away by Goff. And then Braden Sprout came up with the ball and then was fouled. We'll just leave it at that. The foul's going to get called on J.R. Alameda. They work it in. It's just Easton Bear back out. They're running the lane. Good. Workman with his first 2 points. Casey Jones over to Orozco. Junior Ramirez is trying to work it inside. It's going to go out of bounds off of Orozco. Delta has the ball with about 6.5 seconds left. Tyler Ullery will check into the game on the Rocky Mountain Motorsports substitution. Sprout from Fancy Footwork behind the back looking to put it up. There at the pressure, no good. Brendan's shot came as the buzzer sounded. At the end of one, Alamosa keeps 20-13 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board-certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest in products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department and certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, for you, are the number one priority. And creations on Made in Delta for the 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook. Stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound for Alamosa. Ramirez to Jackson at the top. They try to work it inside to Ramirez. No, back out to Jackie. Spots up Renee and then traces three ball. Nowhere near the hoop. Rebound Sprout. Sprout brings it back. Tries to work it in the lane. Can't get it. Rims in and out. Rebound Workman. Workman, they're going to be stepped on the end line. So the ball will go back to the Mean Moose. The Moose in lead 20-13 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Almeida over to Kate Jones. Jones, guarded very closely by Hunter Goff, who's going to foul at that float. He was guarding him. It'll be Hunter's first. It'll be the 16 foul on Delta. Almosa has 14 fouls. Almeida over to Kate Jones. Kid looking dribble drive. Gets to the baseline. Kicks it back out to her. Ramirez. Ramirez now looking to drive from Workman. Gets to the hoop. Runner is no good. Rebound. Ramirez and hoop in the arm. Foul going to be called on Brendan Bear. That'll be his second. Some wholesale substitutions for the Panthers, starters back into the game. So Ramirez looking for the and one. It's there. 23-13, 10-point advantage for the Mean Moose. Alameda will steal the pass from McClay. Ramirez to Jay Johnson. Jones back to Ramirez. Now Alameda on the left side. He's going to drive the lane, and he'll be fouled. I think that's going to be called on Gossin. That'll be Johnny G's first. Alamosa into the bonus now, so 1-1 for Alameda. No good off the back iron. Rebound Sprout. Play up ahead to Gossin. Gossin looking. Needs to do something with it. Gets it inside the Easton Bear. It's knocked away by Jackson and out of bounds. Inbound going to go to Clay. That is almost stolen by Alameda. Over to Sprout, spots up for the integration three ball. Hit and blocked by number 21, Orozco. Ramirez with the ball for the Moose at the top. They get it into Jackson, back out to Jay Jones. Now Jackson looking to have his pocket picked. It is by Sprout. Clay comes up with the loose ball. Up ahead to Brayton underneath the Bear. Bear gets to go off the glass. No foul call. Shot no good. Alameda. Over to Ramirez. Back to Alameda at the top. Inside to Jackson. Jackson puts it on the floor. And they're going to call a foul in the lane. Actually, they're going to call lane violation, I believe. Brendan Bear will check in for his cousin, Ethan. Inadvertent buzzer from the scorekeeper. Clay brings it up. Landon to the right corner in Johnson. Tucker into Brendan. Bear gets the bucket on the turnaround jumper. That's Brendan's first 2 points of the game. Johnson with his second assist. Ramirez. Tissue. Alameda, Alameda at the top. That one's going to be knocked away by Gossin. Sprout comes up with it. Sprout up the lane. Tries to dish to Johnson. Back to Sprout on the bench pass. No good. It's going to be Delta ball. Is it? There's a foul on Alamosa. Casey Jones will sub back in on the Rocky Mountain Motorsports substitution. Shawcross back in as well for the Moose. Gossin for Daddy Steel and Machine inbound. Tries to go underneath the bear. Brendan has the ball knocked away. Delta maintains possession. Justine looking, now to Bear. Bear out to the top and Clay. Clay looks for the screen, gets it, picks up his dribble. Now it's over to Sprout. Sprout on the right elbow, looking, looks for the screen, and Tucker's going to be called for the foul. Johnson with the block as he was trying to set the screen. 4:56 left here in the first half. Alamo leads 23-15 on the Sun Flower Room scoreboard. Casey Jones. Over to Kay Jones, back to Casey inside. Now back out to Taylor Alameda. The A and Grayson's three ball's good. Alamo is going to extend its lead. 26-15 on the Sun Flower Room scoreboard. Scott trying to get it up ahead to Tucker Johnson, and ball knocked out of bounds by Roscoe. It'll maintain Delta's possession. Brendan Bear in the paint, and it's going to be called for a travel while he's got two moose draped all over him. Tough call there, but regardless, Moose going to have the ball back. Casey Jones up ahead to Alameda. Jones over to Shawcroft. Trying to work it into Kate Jones. This one's going to be knocked away. Loose ball picked up by Shawcroft. Shawcroft. Casey Jones at the top. Casey looks to drive. Pops the 10-footer. It's good. 28-15 Alamosa on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. A little more than four left in the half. Screen set by Bear. Gossin drives the lane. Floater no good. Rebound shots and putback no good. Rebound Alamosa. Alameda on the right elbow now for the Moose. To Casey Jones, around to Kate Jones, back to Casey. Casey looks to drive, stops, gets it underneath to Orozco. Shot no good. Then he's fouled. But it's fouled for the travel. A couple of fouls there, I think, that weren't called. Both would have gone against Delta. Instead, Delta has the ball back. Clay dishes to Sprout. Sprout has that one knocked away. The official thought about calling a jump ball and then called the travel. You can't have it both ways. Casey Jones, over to Kate Jones, back to Casey. Fake, now makes. Pass to Kate Jones, Kate, ball fake. Work it inside, now back out to Kate Jones. Now Casey Jones drives the lane. Layup, no good. They're going to say a foul on Orozco as he and Brendan Bear went for the ball on the rebound. That'll be Orozco's first. Cassine with the Dowdy Stealing Machine inbound. Clay into the corner and Johnson and in three balls for Tucker J. He now has 6 points on the night. Alamosa works it into Shawcroft. Now underneath, they're going to lose the handle. Sprout comes up with it. Sprout looking as he brings the ball up. He's in the lane. Underneath the Bear. Bear tries to back his way in. What's the call from the officials? Are they going to call a foul or are they going to call the jump ball? They're going to call the foul. They're going to say it was on the shot, and Brendan Bear will go to the line. A couple Greg and Christy Stratman Remax Mountain West free throws. Greg and Christy Stratman with Remax Mountain West, they combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise. To get the job done, call Greg or Christy Stratman today for your real estate needs, 970-234-4734 or 970-216-0274. First shot no good from Bear in the second one rims out as well, so the Alamosa lead remains at 10, 28-18 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Casey Jones to Cade, to Shawcross in the paint. Shawcross back out to Ramirez. Lane violation called on Orozco. Houston goes back in on the Rocky Mountain Motorsports substitution. He'll come in for Brent. Landon Clay across the time stripe. Stops, pops, and in creation. Three ball rattles in and out. Rebound Alamosa. Casey Jones looking to go close to coast to coast. Drops it off underneath to Ramirez. Shot is no good, but a foul will be called. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company have been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Foul going to be called on Easton Bear. That's his second. Ramirez brings the first of his two free throws. Taco Time is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. So Ramirez makes them both. It's 30-18 Alamosa on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. And they're going to say inadvertent whistle. The official says inadvertent whistle and remain Delta ball. So Delta underneath the basket goes into Bear, back to Clay. Now Bear on the right side over to Johnson. That one's going to be knocked away. Gottsine comes away with the loose ball, though. Gottsine picks up his dribble, gets it to Clay. Clay going to drive the lane. Now underneath the Bear. Easton's going to be fouled. He goes up for the shot. He'll go to the line for two. Greg and Chris Chapman, Remax Mountain West, free throws. Newer pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Foul going to be called on Orozco. That's his second. First free throw, no good from Easton. It's able to get second. And Delta closes the gap. It's 30-19. Alamosa. Orozco can't get the jumper to go. And a foul going to be called, I believe, on Easton Bear. Correction is going to be called on Clay. That'll be Landon second. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626. And get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So the first shot by Shawcross does not go in. Second does. 31-19 Alamosa on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Clay to Sprout. Sprout comes around into the lane underneath the Bear. Bear is going to be called for a travel. And turn the ball back over to Alamosa. 1:18 left in the half. Delta. It's a little pressure here. Can't come up with a steal. Orozco has it. Now to Ramirez. Ramirez at the top. Over to Casey Jones. And now Ramirez goes for the steal. Ramirez in the lane. Orozco should have been called for a goaltend. As that guy was still on his way up to the when he touched it. Instead, it's 2 points. And Gottsine's got the ball at the top of the key. They work it inside to Johnson. Johnson gets the bracket. Tucker with 8 points on the game. 37 seconds left. Delta with pressure. Ramirez, they work it up ahead to Casey Jones, inside to Casey Jones, and Casey Jones will be called for a travel. So it looks like we're going to get a Rocky Mountain Motorsports substitution for the Alamo Camino Moose. Michael Moss comes in for his squad. Delta with a little less than 30 seconds left here. Calcine looks to drive, kicks it out to Clay. Clay to Calcine. Calcine drives baseline, kicks it out to Sprout, and Van Andreessen's three ball is blocked. Alamosa comes up with the ball, 10 seconds left. Ramirez to Shawcroft. Shawcroft to Mott. Mott back to Shawcroft from the right corner. Van Andreessen's three ball good, and that will be how the first half ends. So Delta jumped out to an early 5-0 advantage, but Alamosa managed to make the comeback and then pulled away. It's 36-21 at the half on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Do you need to relax? I think there's a lot of people here that might. But Stacey Smithy at the Sunflower Room melts the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today. 874-2939 to Stacy Sinatti at the Sunflower Room. So hoping to get a word with Delta girls coach Kyle Crowder here. See if we can get him to come up to the broadcast position, see if we can get a word. Before we do that, I want to let you know Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department, certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. So we'll take a quick break, see if we can get Kyle Crowder up here to talk to us. Efforting Kyle Crowder. We'll see if he can give us a couple minutes here. In the meantime, just want to let you know Taco Time is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food, open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. Kyle Crowder making his way over now. So we'll get with him in just a few seconds. Interview is going to be brought to you by Modern Appliance. Modern Appliance, serving Western Colorado with top-of-line appliances for over 72 years. You'll see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. We'll see if he can weave his way up here. Here he comes. Hi, Kyle, thanks for joining me here. So, you guys took a big lead early and kind of let Alamosa back into it. What's going on there?
We came out, we got a little bit tired and kind of knew that. You know, we put a lot in emotionally and physically last night. Knew we were going to have some down minutes, and we just gave up too many easy opportunities for them to score in the first half. I mean, we should have taken advantage of this game. We gave them some hope, and then they played like it. And I think that's all easy stuff that's going to be corrected. We just got to make a few more bucks, lock down on rebounds a little bit more, and clean up some of the mistakes we had. And I think it's going to show that we're the kind of team that we really expect to be.
So Erica Kuda had a slow start, but other girls actually really picked it up today. Taylor Summers had a great game. She ended up being my player of the game. Talk about some of the other girls that had good games today.
Honestly, I can't really put a name out there. Tatum was pretty good offensively. Ellie was better defensively. I mean, she rebounded well, especially at the end of the game there. Kaylin always does a nice job, but Kyla Huffman and Jake some really good minutes right at the end of the game. And like you said, Taylor's just so fun to watch it grow as a player. She comes in, she's like ice, she just knocks down free throws like no big deal. I mean, that says a lot for where she is as a player. And she's just going to continue to get better. So
we've got Montrose coming up on Tuesday. When we played them last time before the break, it's the only loss on the season, 7 points. What can you guys do better to hope to come away with a victory this time out?
We got to come in and we just got to be better from the start. That game got kind of weird. Erica got knocked in the head early and we sat about, 5 minutes. And in that time, we got down 7-0. And it just didn't ever seem like we really got really good hold of that game. We got to knock down the shots. That's the biggest thing is if we can be better offensively, we play better defensively, and we're just missing too many easy opportunities right now, and that's in every game. That's in our big wins. That's in our close wins. I mean, those are things that we just got to do better in this game.
Getting back to the game tonight, something I noticed, got into a little bit of foul trouble there. A few more fouls tonight than there were last night. Obviously, just something else we need to clean up.
That gives us an opportunity to play a different kind of game, so I think that's actually beneficial for us. We didn't necessarily have our ideal lineup on the floor a lot of times. We were just kind of putting kids in because of the foul trouble, but, that's kind of the next man up, scenario, and we had kids coming off the bench, and, like I said, I think it's a good learning opportunity for us, and just shows that we can bring in some of those young girls, and they can handle those big situations, So pleased with that. I think we got better. I think, you learn from these kind of situations, and I think it's going to help us down the line.
Sounds good, Kyle. Thanks for your time. Good luck to Montrose. Delta Girls Basketball Coach Kyle Crowder here. Halftime show brought to you by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. So, counting down here as halftime, about 2.5 minutes away from the end of halftime. Take a look at some of the first half stats. Tucker Johnson led the way in the scoring. 8 points for Tucker. He also had 2 assists and a rebound. Ethan Bear with 5 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 blocks. Johnny Gustine had a steal. Connor Workman, 2 points and a rebound. Brayden Stouts had a solid game, 4 points and assists, 2 rebounds and a steal. Brendan Bear with a couple of points. And Hunter Goff had a steal in his limited action so far today. So, score at halftime, 36-21 in favor of Alamosa. So we'll see what Delta can do coming out here in the second half. Obviously, they've got themselves a little bit of a hill to climb. So, not as close as last night, a 15-point deficit at half is not something you can't overcome. But Delta obviously going to have to play a little better, get their shots to go in, and we'll just see what they can do. We'll take another quick break, and when we come back, the second half of this basketball game, you're listening to Set the Panthers Basketball, presented by Gary Ryder State Farm Insurance. Start the second half here. Joey Ryder, State Farm Insurance, is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626. You can get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So Delta will have possession first here in the second half. Starters back on the court. Thompson, Sprout, Easton, Bear, Gottin, and Clay. Alamosa with their starters as well. Alameda, Jones, Jones, Ramirez, and Jackson. Tucker Johnson in the right corner. And Grayson's three ball is airmailed and rebound by Alamosa. Casey Jones over to Ramirez, back to Jones. Jones to Alameda. Alameda makes the pass, don't make the pass to Jones. Jones to Ramirez, back to Jones at the top. Casey looks to drive, kicks it out to Ramirez. Ramirez, Casey Jones, now Casey at the top. Casey Jones over to Ramirez, spots up for an 8-in creation three ball, no good, off the front of the rim. Braden Sprout, back on the other end after the rebound shot, no good, rebound Easton there. Easton looks to get back in. He's going to be hooked by Jackson. So Delta will have the Dowdy Steel and Machine inbound. Delphine looking. Goes in the left corner and Sprout. Clay at the top, into the paint, and Johnson. Johnson drains the bucket. Tucker's got 10. Alameda back on the other end. Now Casey Jones. Jones to Ramirez. Ramirez guarded by Sprout. Ramirez going to have the ball knocked away by Brayton. Alamosa maintains possession. Kay Jones with the Dowdy Steel and Machine inbound. To Casey Jones, shot no good, rebound Easton Bear. Clay kicks it out to Tucker J. Johnson had his foot on the line. Two ball no good. In transition, Ramirez, finger roll on the other end. And it's now 38-23 Alamosa on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Crossing, dishes to Clay at the top. Clay drives the lane, and he's going to be fouled. He'll go to the line for two. It'll get two Greg and Christy Stratton and Mountain West, Remax Mountain West free throws. Greg and Christy Stratton with Remax Mountain West, a combined 41 years of experience. Selling Delta County real estate, experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratton today. Free real estate needs, 970-234-4734, 970-216-0274. Clay gets both of his throws. Those are his first 2 points of the night. Ramirez, shooting after Roscoe. Now Ramirez with the ball on the left elbow. Kate Jones, now Casey Jones at the top. Jones to Jones, back to Casey Jones. Casey drives the lane, and he'll be fouled. He'll go to the line for two. Since 1935, Dodge Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dodge Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dodge Steel and Machine. So Casey Jones drains the first. And can't get the second to go up the back iron. Orozco came up with a rebound. Shot drop underneath to Orozco off the glass. 41-25 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Got me. Looks for the screen. Now they go into the paint and there. Long skip pass to Clay in the left corner. He'll be called. Nope, they're going to call Delta for the lane violation. Turnover back to Alamosa. Casey Jones into Shawcroft, and now Ramirez. Ramirez back to Jones. Jones kicks it out to Cade, back to Casey. She on the left elbow. Now to Cade, he's going to drive the lane, dishes to Shawcroft. And they're going to say lane violation on Alamosa. And that'll be a turnover back to Delta. Clay with the basketball, loses the handle, gets it back, now to the hands of Sprout. Sprout going to lose the handle. Casey Jones up ahead to Orozco. He'll get the hoop in the arm. So foul going to be called on Gossin. That's his second. Delta will take a Delta Cabinet Company timeout. Delta Cabinet Company, the cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. And in Creations on Main and Delta, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant, Steak, Seafood, Burgers, and more. Check out the weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main, stopping at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. 5-1 left in the third. Alamosa leads 43-25. So Delta just trying to get the ball in the bucket at this point. You know, it's tough when you're down by 18. But it's definitely a lot to work on. So we'll see what Delta can do. The and one is good from Shawcroft. Excuse me, that's the Roscoe. Landon Clay will bring it up for the Panthers. Clay goes baseline, can't get the lay-in to go. Rebound Orozco. Up ahead to Casey Jones. Jones to Ramirez at the top. Over to Kate Jones. Now to Casey. Casey guarded by Sprout. Skip pass on the left side. Now underneath to Orozco. Shot blocked by Easton Bear. And they're going to call Easton for the foul as he is fighting for his rebound. So Brendan will step in for Easton. And this Delta crowd not in favor of that call at all. I don't know if I agree with it either. Easton clearly fighting for a rebound and guess he got a little too aggressive. That's got no good. Brendan there with the rebound there. First for Brendan so far tonight. Clay tries to get it inside. That one will be knocked out of bounds by Orozco. Delta maintains possession. Johnson with the Daddy Stealing Machine inbound. They work it back in to Tucker J. Short baby hook, no good. It's going to go out of bounds off of Gustin. No, they're going to say it was off of Alamosa. Delta maintains possession. Ball goes to Bear. Bear into the lane, back out to Sprout. Sprout drives baseline, takes it to runner to go, and they're going to call a shot. Not the right call. The Alamosa defender was clearly moving his feet when he got hit, so. Turnover back to the Moose. Third foul called on Braden. They work it inside to Shawcross. Back to the top and Casey Jones. Jones is going to get hit in the eye inadvertently. Nothing called there. Case Jones back to Casey at the top. Casey looks to split the defenders. On a travel call. Jones said he was fouled as he cut through, and it wasn't called, so. 44-25, Alamosa on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 3:38 left here in the third quarter, and creation three ball no good by Tucker Johnson, but the save by Clay to Tucker, and Johnson able to convert there. 12 points for Tucker. Casey Johnson having some pressure put on by Sprout as he brings it across the timeline. Gets it up ahead to Ramirez, back to Jones. He misses the shot. Orozco doesn't get the put back after the rebound. Steps up at the Gossin now. Gossin struck a shot over the defender. That's Johnny C's first 2 points of the night. Kate Jones up at the time strike. Up ahead to Casey. Now Ramirez. Ramirez to Casey. And the shot drop back out to Kate Jones. Bust up Renan and three ball no good. Rebound play. Sprout in the lane as it knocked away. Out of bounds. Rocky Mountain Motorsports substitution time for the Panthers. Goff and Workman come back in. Delta a stack on the inbound. It's going to go into the corner, knocked out of bounds as Brandon Bear was trying to chase it down. It'll be off of Roscoe, and Delta will maintain possession. So from the corner, this is never a good inbound spot, but Delta able to convert Tucker Johnson. Ball fake, now he gets back to Clay. Workman. Connor looking to drive. Dishes to Goff. Goff on the right elbow. Spots for three. Can't get it to Joe, and a rebound, Tucker Johnson. Tucker puts it back up. Can't get the roll, but he'll go to the line for two. Modern Appliance, serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 62 years. Josie Kim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. So Hunter makes the first and the second. Excuse me, that's Tucker. Tucker Johnson. Delta will call it Delta Cabinet Company timeout. Delta Cabinet Company, the cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. So coming out of the timeout, Delta will have Workman, Clay, Goff, Johnson, and Brendan Bear on the court. Alamosa has the ball with 2:14 left in the third. They'll work it up the court. The shot cross. Shot cross. Runs into a double team. Gets it to Kate Johnson. Johnson looking to drive. Kicks it over to Shawcross. Back out to Kate. Now Casey Jones at the top. Into Orozco around the horn. Right elbow and Ramirez. No good. Rebound by Shawcross. Gets it back out to Ramirez. Now Kate Jones. Ramirez at the top. Casey Jones on the right elbow. Jones looking to drive. Kicks it around. Now to Kate Jones. They try to go underneath to Orozco. Steps up. 15-footer. No good. Rebound Johnson. Tucker brings it back. Steps back. And rebound good. 17 for Tucker J. Alamos blowing it down now. Kate Jones to Casey Jones. Landon Clay's all over him, and he'll be called for the foul. That'll be Landon's third, 5 team fouls to the Panthers in the second half, 3 for the Moose. Ramirez lobs the shot off at the top of the key. Steps into the paint, now kicks it back out. Now it's Casey Jones at the top. Jones puts it on the floor, now to Ramirez. Kate Jones now baseline in Orozco. Back to Kate. Try to work it underneath. Brendan Bear with the steal up ahead to Workman. Little touch pass over to Johnson. Offline, but Tucker comes up with it. Now into paint and Brendan Bear hoop and the arm. Started with a steal by Brendan on the Alamosa end of the court and ends up with a 2 points and an and one with Brendan on the other side. Brendan with 4 points on the night. Johnny Gassoon back in with the Rocky Mountain Motorsports substitution. And one no good. Rebound to Alamosa. Less than a minute here in the third. Casey Jones to Ramirez on the left elbow. Back to Jones. Jones to Kate Jones at the right elbow. Long hit pass to Ramirez. Jump stop. Kicks it back out to Cade. Now Casey at the top. Jones inside to Shawcross. Back out to Cade. Now Casey Jones. Casey has Workman all over him. Up ahead to Ramirez. Ramirez looks to dribble drive. Loses the handle. Gets it back. Now goes baseline. Goes underneath to Orozco. Back out to Ramirez. Step back. And in creation, 3 ball no good. Rebound Brendan Bear. He's going to be fouled. Orozco. That'll be Orozco's fourth. So he'll be subbed out. Mott back in for the move. A little more than 12 seconds left in the third. Jocelyn gets the Dottie Stealing Machine inbound. Tucker Johnson on the right side. Tucker looking to drive. Nope, they work it into Bear. Bear, a couple of dribbles now. Underneath the top. That's the bucket. Shot. No good at the buzzer. Are they calling a foul? They're saying there was a foul on the floor at the buzzer. So the foul is going to be called on Connor Workman at the buzzer. It's not going to be a shooting foul. At the end of 3, Alamosa leads 44-38. So as Alamosa trying to take a shot at the buzzer, he was fouled. They're saying he was actually fouled before the shot took place. So Delta with 16 fouls. Alamosa with 5. See what Delta does here in the final stanza. Delta only down by 6 now, 44-38. So they've closed the gap quite a bit since that time. As long as my math is correct. I'm not a mathematician, I'm a broadcaster, so that is debatable on my math. Delta hanging tough here as we start the final stanza. Alamosa will have possession. Mott to inbound for the Panthers. Workman, Gottstein, Johnson, Bear, and Jock on the floor for Delta. Mott with the ball. They try to work it inside to Chakra. Now they go top of the key and Jones. Casey Jones. Tries to get it underneath Kate Jones, and they're going to say it went off the fingertips of a Delta player and out of bounds, so Alamosa maintains possession. Alamosa goes to the right corner, and Moss now drops the key to Almeida. Casey Jones on the right elbow, guarded by Workman very tightly. And they're going to say, charge on Jones. Jones complaining that he's getting hit in the head by Workman. As Workman flailing his arms looking for the steal. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Ramirez comes in for Casey Jones. Justine's off the key. Gets it to Goff. Looks to drive. Now to Bear, and Bear throws it away. Workman's going to get called for another foul. Workman trying to get the steal on Moss and got nothing but arms. That'll put Alamosa in the bonus. Score still 44-38 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, 7:28 left in the game. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop with the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware. Help you with your next project. Front end of the 1-1 for Moss is good. Can't get the back end. Rebound by Brendan Bear. Delta quickly up the court now. Connor Workman kicks it inside to Johnson. Can't make it. Rebound Bear. Bear turns around. He'll be stopped. Back off. Brendan Bear working top underneath. And he'll go to the line for two. Free throws brought to you by Greg and Christy Stratman, Remax Mountain West. The second foul called on Kate Jones. Off the front iron by Brendan. Wholesale substitutions for Alamosa. Brayden Sprout will check back in for Adolfo on the Rocky Mountain Motorsport substitution. Second shot, no good. Rebound by Alamosa. They get it up ahead to Kate Jones. He drains it in. Gracie's free ball. 10-point advantage for Alamosa. Clay looking to take it coast to coast. Shot no good, and I think Brendan Bear might get called for the foul here. Yep. It's going to be Brendan's third. Easton will sub in for Brendan. As we've got the starters back on the court now for Delta here with 6:57 left in the game. Kate Jones to the line for 1-1. First one rims in and out, no good. It's going to go out of bounds off of Alamosa. Clay across the time strike for the Panthers. Clay looking for a screen. Now kicks it out to Sprout coming around from the right side. Sprout in the lane. He's going to drive. Can't get it to go. And are they going to call a charge on Sprout? No, they are not. The official on the end line was pointing at Braden. I thought they were going to call him for a charge. Instead, they're calling number 24, Grant Jackson, for the foul. That'll be his fourth. First shot's good for Braden. Shot drops back into the game for the Moose. Second one off the back iron, no good. And lead remains 11 for the Moosemen. 48-39 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 6.5 left in the game. Dave Jones on the left elbow, guarded by Tucker Johnson. Now Ramirez at the top. Ramirez, they work it inside the shot drop. They kick it back out to Casey Jones. He's going to drive the lane, moves it around. Now long shift pass to Mott on the left elbow. Take it the right elbow. Dribbles in, steal by Sprout. Sprout all alone on the other end. Casey Jones will foul him. Sprout did not make the shot, but he will go to the line for two. Sprout looking to finish off after the steal on the Alamosa end of the court. Off the front iron. No good. Hair Designers and Nails will make you look good, offering most salon needs, including styling, paint, color, and perms for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gels, and dip nails, plus body and face vaccine, facial, teeth whitening, and spray tan. Call for an appointment today, 874-1818. Stop by 25 Stafford Lane, Hair Designers and Nails. So, Sprout able to make the second. Alamosa back on the other end. Their lead is 8, and Sprout will foul on this side of the court. That'll send Ramirez make it Casey Jones to the line for 1-1. Joe Rosales will check in for Braden Sprout on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Front end by Jones is good, so he now has the opportunity for his second shot. And it is no good. Rebound Tucker Johnson. Clay now going to press it up the court. Clay with the back end, dribbles it off his foot, loses the handle. Taco time to jump ball fall. It's going to go to the Panthers. So we'll have the Dowdy Stealing Machine inbound. Delta going to stack it here on the inbound. It's going to go to Bear on the right side. Back to the top now inside the paint to Johnson. One dribble shot, no good. Rebound. Delta going to go out of bounds. Off of Alamosa, Delta will maintain possession. Delta again with the staff. Again, the inbound to Bear. Now Gossin. Gossin gets it after Rosales. Rosales is going to be fouled. That's on the floor. But he'll go to the line for two because Delta ended a couple bonus now. So Joe will miss the first as it hit the front iron and rolled out. Can't make the second. Rebound Alamosa. Shockrock to Casey Jones. Casey to Kate Jones. Kate looking to drive on Johnson. Back to Casey at the top. Casey guarded by Rosales. Over to Kate. They work it inside to Ramirez. Ramirez one dribble back out to Kate. Skip pass to Shockrock at the top. Now Casey Jones. Jones. To drive away and gets in there underneath, gets to go off the glass, lead back to 11, 51-40. Delta calls the Delta Cabinet Company timeout. With 5:04 left in the game, 51-40 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard in Alamosa. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive, it's truly your one-stop everything shop. Let's help the folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. So Delta has clawed their way back into this. They're down by 11. They were down by 15 at the half. You know, they've been as close as 6. So if they can get an extended run here at the end of the game, they should be right there to win this. So we'll see what happens as Clay brings it up the court. Gets it into Johnson. Shot. No good. Rebound. Rosales. Rosales kicks it back out to Gossin. And a foul going to be called as Johnson gets the rebound. So with the foul, most of them will be in the double. And Kate Jones will be at the line for two. Drains the first. Connor Workman back into the game on the Rocky Mountain Motorsports substitution. Joe Brazales will take a seat. Jones makes the second. Play across the time stripe. Play to Workman. Workman inside to Johnson. Tucker can't get it to go off the glass, but gets the rebound and puts it back. Another bucket for Tucker. Some pressure now from Delta. Like maybe 1-2-1. They work it ahead to Alamosa. Skip pass to Alameda. Now to Casey Jones from the top. Now Kate Jones. Kate looking to drive. Kicks it out to shot drop. A little ball fake. Works it to the baseline. Now back out to Ramirez at the top. Into the hands of Casey Jones now. Casey guarded by Workman. Alameda at the right elbow. Alameda drops it off to Ramirez and in three ball. And it's good. Alamosa extends its lead once again. Clay looks for a lane, now kicks it over to Workman. They get it into Johnson, back to Connor. Connor for an A&M. A&M creates his own main three ball of his own, and he drains it. Delta back to an 11-point deficit, 56-45 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Workman with 5 points now on the evening. Delta continues to battle here, 3:45 left in the game. Both teams in the double bonus, so any foul will go to the line for two. It'll be Workman, Gottsine, Clay, Johnson, and Goff on the floor for the Panthers. Ramirez with the Daddy Stewart machine inbound to Alamosa. Delta with 1-2-1 pressure. They finally get it across the time stripe. Casey Jones on the left elbow, guarded by Workman. Now Kate Jones drives baseline, kicks it back out. That one's going to be knocked away, but gathered back in by Ramirez. Ramirez, they lose the handle. It's going to go out off of Alamosa. Delta will have the ball. Landon Clay to bring it across the time stripe. Clay to Johnson on the right corner. Johnson, a little crossover on the end line. Works it into Goff. Goff in the paint. Turnaround jumper. No good. High off the glass. Rebound. Tucker Craig. That's good. Tucker now with 21 points. It looks like we're going to have a foul called after the shot. And it'll send Casey Jones to the line for two. First shot forthcoming from Jones. James in the house. We'll see what he can do with his second Greg and Christie Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throw. Can't get that one either, but Alamosa's going to get the rebound. They're going to call a travel on Alameda. Alamosa's lead remains 9-56-47 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Clayton Sprout back into the game for Delta on the Rocky Mountain Motorsports substitution. Clay at the top. Picks up his dribble, gets it to Sprout in the lane. Drops it off to Goff. Hunter tries to get it inside to Johnson, and it gets away from Tucker. Turnover back to the Moose. Alameda to Casey Jones, over to Jackson, back to Jones at the top, now Kate Jones. Casey Jones looks to drive a little bit, kicks it out to Alameda, now Casey Jones. Kate Jones with the ball, back to Tucker. Tucker. And Sprout's going to be called for the foul, that's his fifth. Johnny Gustine back into the game. Sprout will lead the game with 6 points and assists, 3 rebounds and 2 steals unofficially. First shot off the back iron for Jackson. 2:22 left in the game. Jackson sinks the second to make it a 10-point advantage. Delta needs to work quickly if they want to clear the trap. Wonders. Tucker Jones with the 8-3 ball. Long pass up the court. Kate Jones underneath Alameda. They kick it back out to Johnson. Now at the top. Now Ramirez on the left elbow. Back to Casey Jones at the top. And a foul going to be called on Delta with less than 2 minutes left here. It'll send Grant Jackson to the line. Alamosa nursing a 7-point lead here. First of two. Remax Greg and Christy Stratman, Remax Grand Valley. Free throws, but no good off the back iron. As Miles Baker, the head coach for Alamosa, out onto the court to complain about, I think, Connor Workman out there. Landon Clay drives the lane, drops it off underneath, and there's going to be a foul called as Hunter Goff and Ramirez were going for the ball. Looks like Brant Jackson going to be called for the foul. That'll send Hunter Goff to the line. And Brant Jackson just fouled out of the game. The official might be changing the foul call here. We'll see what the discussion is here. I thought Goff was battling with Ramirez for the ball, but turns out that they're going to leave the foul on Brant Jackson, and Hunter Goff will go to the line for two. These are important for Delta here. Need them both. 1:45 left in the game. Hunter can't get the first one off the front iron. Really needs the second to make it a 7-point advantage. Or deficit, excuse me, for Delta. Just need to be closer. Rims in and out, rebounds Johnson. Johnson, foot back is no good. Fight for the loose ball. Worston can't come up with it. No loose ball. Connor comes up with it. And they're going to call a small deficit. As he is fouled, the ball was loose. This Delta crowd not happy. Neither is so James. Unbelievable call. Score remains 58-50 Alamosa. Kate Jones starts to work it underneath. Ball gets loose, but Alameda comes back up with it. Casey Jones, not a Ramirez. Casey Jones at the bottom of the court. They're going to call Connor Workman for a foul. It is the right call as Connor made contact as he came up on Casey Jones. So that'll send Jones to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton, Remax Mountain West free throws. James first extends his team's lead. Back to nine. And the second won't call the rebound, Hunter or Goff. Up ahead to Clay. Johnny G tries to get it to go off the glass. Can't get it to fall. Rebound Alamosa. Steals off with the runner. Can't get it to go off the front iron. Rebound Alamosa. Foul by Gossreen. That'll send Jones to the line. Casey Jones for two. Greg and Christy Stratton in Remax Mountain West free throws. 63 seconds left in the game. Alamosa ahead by 9, 59-50 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. First one is Kevin Jones. Here comes the second. No good. Rebound, Tucker Johnson. Clay at the top of the key to Tucker J. Tucker steps back. Now to Workman on the right side. Workman tries to work it inside to Jones. Going to be a save. Loose pop. They're going to call it chip out. It's going to go to Alamosa. As Delta, we'll call it Delta Cabinet Company timeout. A couple questionable calls here down the stretch for, you know, going against Delta. Although I'm sure Alamosa would say a couple of questionable calls their way as well, but they don't have the lead. So 10-point advantage for Alamosa, 60-50 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta's played tough again. Unfortunately, it looks like they may come up on the short end of the stick once again here tonight. Tell you what, though, this boys team's got spirit, they've got heart, and they play with every bit of it. 47 and a half seconds left in the game. By the way, that was Johnny G's fourth personal foul. So Alamosa to inbound from underneath Delta passing. Delta with some full court pressure now. Ramirez with the Daddy Steel Machine inbound. Lob pass to Casey Jones. They work it back to Almeida. Now up ahead to Orozco. Now Kate Jones underneath. Easy buck. 36 seconds left. Clay, back on the other end. Dishes to Connor Workman. Workman with the head fake runner. No good. Rebound Alamosa. That's Kate Jones up ahead to his brother Casey. Now Ramirez underneath. He'll bring it back out. Lob pass to Orozco. They work it around the perimeter. 18 seconds left in the game. Alameda going to force Delta to foul. Now they're going to call the jump ball, and it's going to go to Alamosa. So Alamosa will have possession on the Taco Time jump ball. Discussion as to which way the possession arrows should go on the scoreboard. It says Alamosa, but after the last jump ball, I think they forgot to change the possession arrow, so they're going to think Delta has possession. Clay brings it up, stops, puts no good, rebound Workman. Johnson steps back, looking to drive now. 5 seconds left as his shot blocked. That's a travel, not called, as Alamosa will run the clock out. ...62-50, the final score here from the Panther Den in favor of the Alamosa Moose. So our player of the day for Delta will be Tucker Johnson. 24 points unofficially for Tucker, a couple of assists and 7 rebounds. Braden Sprout also had a solid game, 6 points, 1 assist, 3 rebounds, and 2 steals before he fouled out of the game. Easton Bitter had 5 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 blocks. Johnny Garcin, a couple points and a steal. Joe Brazales had a rebound.
Connor Workman with 5 points and 2 rebounds. Landon Clay, a couple of points and assists, 2 rebounds. Brendan Barrett, 4 points, 4 rebounds, and a steal. Hunter Goff, a couple of points, a rebound, and a steal. So, once again, as I mentioned before, Delta will have Montrose next in Montrose. My coverage will be getting at 6 p.m. on Tuesday. Once again, final score of this one, Alamosa 62, Delta 50. You've been streaming Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Have a good night, folks.
Cool.